Sounds right.
Yeah. Okay. Und es wäre auch noch selbst dafür, nicht der kalte Beschnee an Kiewel schon immer riechen, der heuige Schnee gar gar nicht haben. Das ist doch mal, wenn er ja, that he was digging around the quarrym and being with the quarrym, and he says he saw the stair cave of the mission, where he can go to the hammer. What's the chat? Ki oil had salam vanita taze, shimekabo the marishan, a cave of, she who saved shifa sa odom, she rohas mana parim shika salam. So it's telling you, who daim la gal gal hammer, shwazeya ha oil shula geshem. It's telling me that the thing that was furthest from the ziv and the tzelem of Adam, which should be Alpanov, that is that kavim, the galgal, the feet are the furthest and they're the most the furthest thing from being human. Even the hands have a lot more dexterity in certain signs. My shank in the feet is very, you know, just plain feet. Still, it also had in itself the ziv of the chama. I just want to explain this point a little bit. The klal is always that whenever you have the different levels of elamis and spheres and so on, are staggered, and the end of one becomes the beginning of the other, and therefore it is going. What is the safe pasuk of one is the beginning of the next one. Let's give a mushel. If a person let's say hears a very deep vart, a deep ha'ara from a rebbe, so klapi my rebbe. The Vard, as it came to me, was the lowest part of Sichlius. Why? He had a machshava, he had a tefis and understanding. He needed to bring it out in Dibur, which lowers it. He needed to break it down to be simple enough that I, at my level, can understand it, and then I hear it from him. So the Torah that I have for my Rav represents the lowest end. The Svaris that he's grappling with, he's not going to tell me. Or it doesn't have a Shem Rav on that svara. So it's going to be those haris, and what is by him the final product, the lowest, is going to be the highest to me. Once gave a mashal by the spheres, when you speak about the Malchus versus Chachma of the next one, when you have a mining company. So they dig up metal racks, and they break them. They break them up. They put them into a furnace, a blast furnace. What comes out is molten ore of sorts, whether it's iron or whatever you have. And then you ship it off to the factory that makes the next level product. Let's say they make rolls of metal or whatever it is. So what the first one sees as its end product, the next one sees as its beginning product. The next one makes the muscle, I don't know, car chassis out of it. So when it finishes the car chassis, it sends it off to the car company. The car company sees that as its raw material, and it's going to put an engine in and seats and so on and so forth. So every time you move from darga to darga, whatever is the raglayim of one is actually the beginning of the other. And that's the chibur. The chibur is, whenever you mechaber something, you have something in the middle that is of both. I can look at it and see it is the first. I can look at it and see it's the second. The Pritzari speaks a lot about that in the different kufis of between Torah and Nevi'im. There was a middle, Devarim is Mipi Moshe, but it's Torah. The end of the Nevi'im, when Ashek Nesak Dolo, the beginning of Tosh of Alper, Rav Tana Huapolik, and so on. There's all sorts of people at mid-periods that are both. And the reason is because the link happens only when somebody has a foot in both places. description was Shtegal Galichama, his feet. Adam Arishan's head was way up there, and when it came down, when Reb Noah saw his feet, they were like Al Galichama. Shuzeh Elion Shulageshem. Because what Adam Rishon got was something beyond this world. So his akevim, in other words, what he produces in this world, is the biggest ha'ara in this world. In other words, the biggest ha'ara that we have in this world is Gargali Chama. Since Adam Rishon was being yonik from there, so therefore, he was taking something that's beyond this world, then transforming it into something in this world. Since Yaakov Avinu was close to this Or, it says in Chazal, different places, Alchemist Or Kitoiv, that's Yaakov. Since he was close to this, Omru Sham, Kishufri Yaakov and Shufri Amrishan. So being that Yaakov's, the Shufra of Yaakov is the cluster eponym of Yaakov, was Doime Tarim Arishan, therefore he had a Tzur of Adam. And therefore he was Shaykh, the Shufra is also that Ha'ar, that Ziv that you're talking about. In Chazal, when they speak about a Shufra, they speak about the Kirin Arpanim, the things of that nature. So, the Shufra Yachas and Shufra Dara Marishan. Vakolu Nitzit Olyan Shekabla Odom. Vemloyoy Ora Tzolma Zedovak Boit Li Nimtze Ba Odom Hashem Chazal Mesef the Shabbos Perek Shoyal Oig Melech Habosh and Meis Tzorach Hashem Rechbarim Tzikvim Mechayin Tzorach Hashem Rechbarim. So this ha'or over here is going to be something that has an effect on Balei Chayim to chase them away. That effect comes from that ziv that Adam has. Ki'ilu, in as much, let's put it this way, a Balei Chayim has a sense of what to be scared of. So if it sees something very big, it's scared of it, and so on. If it sees Adam, so Adam mitzad the guf sheboy is not something that the mitzad of Tevet Baal Chaim should be scared of. The Adam mitzad the guf sheboy is quite a puny creature. It's only because there's some other ha'ara in Adam that casts its fear on the Baal Chaim. So therefore, it's something which is going to that's the koyach. It Chazal described, So he says that because this ha'ara is something that's nivdol, therefore that's why it's called Selmakim. It's a ha'ara that's beyond this world, and that's where it starts. And then Adam is mayor into this world, and I find that this world is makabel. I want to stop a second on this piece over here that he says that Yaakov Avinu was the one that was doing the Adam Arishan. The different I find him of understanding it. L'chura, if you're talking about Milas, it's hard to deherit in terms of that Yaakov was great in Avram Yitzchak. L'mais, at the end of the day, it's called Bechir Shabavis, but it's not described in a way that he's bigger in that way. What is described in Chazal and what does kind of stand out is the midah of Yaakov Avinu that is miyuchah to this inyan. The midah. So let's understand something. have when you have a picture looks pleasing when all the elements play well. Yofi is produced when you have all the nekudas in line. A person is handsome looking. He's makrin yofi. There's no one specific thing that you can say this midah take it till the end. If being tall makes you handsome looking, so being 10 foot tall makes you fantastically handsome. That's not true. If being skinny makes you handsome looking, so if you look like you came out of Auschwitz, you'd be gar handsome. If having flesh is handsome, so if you're Igmar Chabosh, you'd be handsome. No, it requires the balance. The klolius ha'ara and ziv that comes out of a total tzura is only shayach when you have a total tzura. If any of the elements are distorted in any way, then you don't have that tzura, and you don't get that ziv, that ha'ara. And sometimes you find a person, somebody looks like somebody else, but it's not quite, doesn't have that spark, doesn't have that element, some knetch that's not there, and missing that little piece, missing a small piece in a whole kaima is mevatel kaima. Kahanim are supposed to be the chavur sefaris about mum, any type of mum passes. The midah that's required in order to be makan that is a midah where all the pieces are aligned perfectly. The adam. The Tzuras Adam was a Tzura of completely perfect. It was the Tzura Kaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's not only the high Darga that he had, but the Shleima Shabai. And that's why he had such a Ziv, such a Ara. After the Chet, that became a Kulkum, came Mushchas. Different Avos put in different Nekudas to fix certain Yanim. And bimela they were oimed on bimela they were metaken the midah of chesed and midah of din, but each one was his midah by the fact that it's a particular midah was skewed a little bit to a certain direction, and that's why it couldn't capture. It was an amud of chesed, an amud of din, but amud of yira, but it wasn't the total tzura of adam. I'm not thinking. It says in the it's like Bema very soon by us. The and by you it is already. In the song by Yochai, there's a phrase Nasa Odom Bavurecha Nema, that Nasa Odom was said Kenegadim Shem by Yochai. It's interesting, first of all, that it's listed in the paragraph that's connected to Teferis. Each paragraph is kind of different midah, and it's listed. This one is connected to midah of Teferis. That Nasa Adam Avrecha Nema. In Nasa Adam is very interesting. Why does it say Nasa Adam? Because I'll say to give a makom litois. It says that it's the heres to be to consult with the small ones. But there's another very interesting connection over here. Nasa Adam means that the input into Adam came from all the kaiches in the Bria. Nasa means everything in the Bria, the ribuy of the Bria, took had the input into Adam. Adam, of all the names of Adam, Enosh is Anoshim or Ishim, Ish is Ishim. Adam doesn't have a Lashon Rabim. You can't say Adamim. So the name of Adam that is miyuchad to oneness is Adam Dafka. In the Adam Le'Elyon, in the Etzem Tzius, there can't be more than one Adam. Atem Adam, you are Adam, Veinu Masolnikrim Adam, is because Klal Yisrael has a Tzur of one. There's a famous story, it's a Jewish story a little bit, but it actually fits very well. Famous Maisa at the Bayless trial in Russia. So the prosecution had a set of questions about the dais and Amuna, and he asked this inyan of Atem Krim Adam, Veinu Masolnikrim Krim Adam, that shows that we don't hold up the people, therefore, you know, with their life, and we can kill them, and so on. Sort of, I think it was the Panim Rav answered, or maybe it was of Mazen Rav of Moscow. He answered that if a guy somewhere in the world was put on trial for something he didn't do, how many goyim would stand up and defend him? In Klal Yisrael, one Jew in Russia is being put on trial, and every single person in the world is sending telegrams and mishtadlanis and lawyers, this and that. He said, Adam is Loshen Yochid, that we're all like one person. But the emes is, Adam is Loshen Yochid only. So Nasa Adam means the funneling of the different koiches in the Bria produced Adam, and since Adam is the made one out of all of the different koiches, then Adam himself has that surah of being a Doim El Elyon. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him himself, he wouldn't have been like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have been a particular koyach. Adam is the balance of all the koyaches in the Bria, and therefore he's one. It's very interesting if you take a look at, there are a few machlokes in Mishnayos that go along the following line. Shammai and Shammai and Hillel were cholek. Shammai never tchila, Eretz never tchila. So it says 2.5 years. They were debating this issue, and then it says Reb Shimon said, I think Rosh Hashanah Hani al Avos Olam that tomorrow Avos Olam that are being cholek on this. When Ella says kikul for kedayr, I think it says. I remember, the lashon is it's like a it was a pop together with a kedayra, just like the top of the pot and the pot itself. Were you can't say which just comes first, but they come together. That's the shemayim and arts also come together. So the pshat is Shammai and Hillel were two midas. They were the lashon is like this over here. Tamiani heich nechliku avos olam al brios olam shani oimer shemayim rab nivru ela kilfis hazer kikisuya. So they hold it was one, and therefore it's something which the herring that you can't have one without the other is going to be is the chiddush that he could be mamazik. The midah of Hillel was a midah of Aretz. The Beis Shammai's midah was midah of Shemayim v'Tchila. This is midah Satin. This is midah Chesed. And Shimon Yochai says, I don't the heramach like is here. It comes together. So the it says Reb Shem Yochai is also the one that says that it says Vaychal Kimei Mashvi. It says that Bas V'Dam Shneider Itav Moisim Machal Hakodesh Kashbuch Shneider Rikov Itav Shoyisam Nichas Mekichut Asayra. It was the ability to perfectly balance the Chol the Kodesh. That was the Midasay of Shem Yochai. I think also. I don't remember, there's another place in the Machloikas, I believe, of whether it's Mutav to Adam that he's created, not Mutav that he's created. I don't remember if over there's also Reb Shimei Choyanat. But Akalpanim, in that fundamental Machloikas, he says this Hachra. I once heard, someone told me a fascinating story. There were Rav Moshe Shapiro was once speaking. I was a Mechoi was a Kav, was connected to Kav Emtsoi, meaning the same Mida we're talking about, the Mida of being able to put the two together and come up with a different, with a deeper tzar, both of them, that was the Mida of Epshem Mechoi. So, they were talking that Baba Kama Babasra are, Baba Kama Tio Basra, so Baba Metzia should be connected to Epshem Mechoi. And it's interesting, if you take a look, so some of his, the last machlokes in the Mishnah is Baba Metzia is, if you have two gardens and something growing in the middle, how do you figure out which one is which? So Reb Meir says Shal Olyon, Reb Yudah says Shal Tachton, and each one says, so Reb Shimon answers, Kol Shal Olyon Yochel Lifshat Tesher V'Lita Reshaloi, V'Ashar Shal Tachton. So, in other words, he says you can deher both Tachton and Olyon in the middle ground, and Bamitzia ends with Apurion Nam to Reb Shimon. In other words, congratulations to Reb Shimon. We give him our chayin or whatever it is. That's the loss of it. But come on, it's an interesting remiss. The mita of being able to deher, it says there's a Kabbalah Maseiros that in halacha there are machlokes in Kabbalah in Disneyland there's no machlokes. It's the pshat because it, as you get to the oimek, you understand how to resolve and how to balance the different stadim. So the aura of Adam that is beyond this world is the pshat because this world is a world of nase. It's a world of different koyches, and the koyach of Adam. When it's Kidmusoi, Gizal Musoi, is that he can be koilal all of it, and the hair wears not a stira. Moshe Adav, let's just take an example so that we can touch something. When a person has the way in which different imaging systems work, like a CT scan, it works something like this. Normally in the old days, an X-ray was a flat picture. It was a flat picture, and that was it. And sometimes it's misleading because when you look at a deep surface flat, it's not always it's not always right. When you have you have a whole bunch of cameras taking flat pictures, and there's stereos in it, so the computer learns of the stereos and says muzmezogen that this is behind this and this is in front of this and this is here, this is there, and so on and so forth. The spheres in two dimensions have no resolution. In three dimensions, they have a resolution. In our Hagavah Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a big oimek, the famous story, a muscle from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said, people don't understand Hagavah Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he gave a muscle. Somebody comes to a town, and in Shabbos morning, he sees the Gabbai gives this guy an aliyah, this guy doesn't give an aliyah, this guy that, and he says, what's going on here? The Torah says he wasn't here last week, he's not going to be here next week. If he was here all the weeks, he would know what the Gabbai is doing. So it's a mashal that it's a nice mashal as it is, but the mashal has a tremendous aimek to it. If you are distorting the picture of reality by looking at 1 week. The reality is, time is also a dimension, and you need to see all the times. So the chelik of Torah, that is the oimek of Torah, is that chelik. It says that when Reb Shimon Choy died, a big ziv and a big ha'ara came out, and nobody could look at the light for a day that came out. It says, this happened as he finished his Torah, finishing all his Torah, this horror came out, and they couldn't lift up their face for a day and see. The pshat is because that's the gilui of that horror. When we speak about Lasid Lavai, there will be the light, the chama will be shivasayim. What are we talking about? We're talking about the following nekuda. In this world here and now, we don't see things well. We see part of the picture. The things that we see are serious, and they kind of are questionable. So that's the reality we live with. Is a finster reality. So we see things that are not clear, things that seem hepech de emes, and so on. The ha'ora means that everything will be seen crisply in its place. We're going to see everything. When everything will be b'mekoymei, when we'll see the entire picture, that's where we'll have, that's where there'll be a tremendous ha'ora. It's specifically this mida of Tiferes, which is the mida that's the mazik all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately in a certain way, then we have the picture be'emes. That's the pshat over here. Okay, any questions?
Is perhaps the inyan of dashing time with the kraw also in Nisparash al derech zeh, finding that ezer in the.
It's a shortcoming on our part that we can't dash the time of the crow. Bemis, a person should be able to. Logic says that if I have the tamadava, then I can handle the halacha. Lemoshel, it says that a person is not supposed to pass from a shulcharuch. Or from a tour, according to the, because he doesn't have the full time he had the varim. But if the person would understand the sugi mitzvah, the sugi can be machrin alocha. If it was possible in our world to be oimid on time, then we could do something with it. But we can't. So the time we have are just sort of a little bit of a te'ima, but it's not a tam. And that's why it's only Lassid Lavai, you know, there will be a Giluyim of this Chelek of Torah.
Understand.
Okay.
Shkoyach.